football on Off the Ball.
So you can't not mix politics and sport. You have to do it, because you can't send an Israel team into the Viva Stadium and go, it'll be grand, Jack. No, it won't be.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball with William Hill. Download the app and play today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie. This is News Talk.
You're welcome back to Monday Night's football show. Now, we managed to have three of the five fixtures in the League of Ireland Premier Division go ahead over the course of the weekend. St. Patrick's Athletic versus Galway and Shelburne versus Shamrock Rovers were both postponed with all the rain that we had last week. So instead, we had two fixtures on Friday evening. We had Derry City 2, Dundalk 2, and we had Drogheda United beating Waterford on a 2-0 scoreline. And then on Saturday evening, Sligo Rovers were beaten at home by Bohemians on a 4-0 scoreline. So that means after a very weather-interrupted opening couple of weeks to the League of Ireland Premier Division season, Drogheda United are the one team on a 100% record with 6 points at the top of the table, while Shamrock Rovers have yet to kick a ball. Very happy to say that Ben Symes, our reporter, is here in studio. Ben, it's been a very easy start to the season for you. This is your breakout season as an off-the-ball reporter, and you've barely got an opportunity to show your skills on the sideline.
I know, Owen. I had a little taste of it towards the end of last year. Got the last couple of weeks and a lovely FAI Cup final. I was so excited going into January, February. First full year reporting every Friday night. And this will be the third Friday and my first outing at a game. Yeah, been a very interrupted start.
So will we start with Sligo Rovers 0, Bohemians 4 here? This obviously a huge win for them. Goals being the main thing that you kind of noticed straight away from this fixture after a fairly dull affair the 1 week previous, really, in terms of what they were actually able to put up on the scoreboard. So talk to us about this. Is this all of a sudden a Bohemians team that's going to bring attacking verve to proceedings?
Well, I was at Bohemians on the first week against St. Patrick's Athletic, and as you said, a really, really dull nil-all affair. They set up in a back five, which is new for Alan Reynolds, and they kind of did it again on the weekend, but they changed around some bits. So Senna Mullen played left wing back against Pats. He came into centre half. He's on loan from Torino. He's from Cavan. He played for Dundalk with Stephen O'Donnell, of course, growing up. And Stephen Kenny would have been there as well. He moved into left centre half, and then they played, it's a brand new back three, essentially. So Sam Todd has come in from Derry. And Patrick Hickey, who people might remember from Galway United last season, playing pretty much just off a striker for a lot of last season. He was actually in the top five for touches in the opposition box last season.
Right.
He's playing centre-half for Bohemians. So it's a completely brand new back three, which has kept two clean sheets in a row.
Okay.
But going forward, they made a slight twist from last week. So last week had no strikers up top for Bohemians. Ross Tierney was kind of in a floating nine. On Saturday at Sligo, they had two. So Douglas James Taylor played alongside Colin Whelan, who managed to score a 13-minute hat-trick in the second half. Dale Rooney got the other goal, but really, like, this is Colin Whelan's night. It's his third hat-trick since joining Bohemians at the start of the 2025 season. And I mean, some people might hear the name Colin Whelan, and if you haven't been too clued in, you think back a couple of years ago. So Colin Whelan is from Kilkenny, played his football at Waterford growing up. He only played once or twice for Waterford seniors, and then he got a move to UCD, where he really shone through in the first division with UCD up top. He was only 19 leading the line for UCD. He had 33 goals in 43 games in the first division. He was meant to go abroad. He was going to go to England. Lincoln, I think, were the club that really people thought he was going to go to. But in one of his last, scheduled to be one of his last games in May of 2022, he ruptured his ACL.
Okay.
And he missed 11 months. However, his form was so good before that, Derry City brought him in the door while he was still injured. He came back, had two games for Derry, scored two goals in his open two games, and unfortunately, just 12 months after the first ACL rupture, ruptured his ACL again.
Was it the same one?
I think it's the other one.
The other
so
one,
if
right.
you do one ACL, it's you're like 60% more likely to do the other one. So he missed a further 11 months of action. He only ended up playing about 14 games for Derry across two seasons. He left there to start the 2025 season and went to Bohemians. He had a hat-trick against Waterford, his old club, of course, in March of last year. He scored another hat-trick against Gleeson Donnycarney in the FAI Cup. And now this hat-trick here on Saturday night means it's three hat-tricks in the space of, well, just under a year for Colin Whelan at Bohemians. And when he plays in that two-striker formation with Douglas James Taylor, who only came in last summer, he'd been alone in Drogheda. And before last Saturday, Douglas James Taylor had 5 goals in 8 games for Bohemians. If they can keep Colin Whelan and him fit up top together, they're going to pose threats to any defence that they come up against this season.
Pretty potent attack. So he's only 25 years of age, mm-hmm. Colin Whelan. So I guess last season was getting back on the pitch, getting minutes into his legs, and this is when you'd expect him to really try and get back to his best, or finally sort of show the potential that people know is attached to him over the past couple of seasons. So talk to us about what you think the formation is going to be then under Reynolds, because it seems that they've, as you've explained, they've obviously mixed it in the opening couple of games. Mm. It's going to be horses for courses against regarding the standard of the opposition they're up against, but what do you reckon it's going to be most regularly?
I think he will stick to that back three. I don't think, I think Todd and Hickey will kind of be mainstays in it. Mullen will, I presume, flick kind of between that left centre half and the left wing back role. You've Jordan Flores in there, who people might remember from his Puskás attempt a couple of years ago, who can kind of play anywhere in midfield, left centre half or left back. So it's going to be a lot of fluidity in this team. You have Dawson Devoy and Ross Tierney, who can kind of play anywhere in the midfield. They can hold the base, they can play just off a striker. It's going to be a very, very fluid team going forward. I think they will stick to the back three, but you could have nearly anything in front of that for the rest of the season.
Okay, on Derry City then, got out of jail a little bit in this game in terms of getting the draw, the two all over the course of the weekend. I don't know, we're going to have to wait a couple of weeks before we actually draw any conclusions about Derry City, but they were laborious on week one, on opening night of the league, and obviously looking to get the draw as well last weekend. So things haven't exactly got off to a flying start this season.
No, and it's their four of their opening four games are in the Brandywell.
Right.
So we won't really fully know what Derry are about till they ventured the trip south of Derry come March. They got quite lucky on the weekend. There was a little pull from Rob Slevin on Di Carvignemi's shirt. And, I mean, Kieran Kilduff said after the game, if you're going to give penalties for that, we'd still be here taking penalties now. There was that many of those type of challenges in the game. We saw our first McLean to McLean link up.
Oh yeah,
James McLean corner, nodded in by Paddy McLean. Michael Duffy is still the star man though. He slotted away the penalty in the last couple of minutes. But you're right, it's been the late show for Derry now, 2 weeks running. Josh Thomas, who is on loan from Swansea, a Welsh under 20 international, managed to grab a late 91st minute winner last week. Same again this week. I don't want to say kind of get out of jail card, but I don't know if you've seen the penalty decision, but I've seen them not given.
Right.
Is all I would say. There is a little tug at the shirt of Depot, but you've definitely seen them not given. I could see why Kieran Kilduff wasn't necessarily the happiest man in the world after the game. I don't think we'll see the true potential of this Derry team until maybe 2 months into the season.
Okay.
There's just so many players in the door. You define it so many things. I mean, James McLean has been kind of blamed between centre midfield and was on the left for a little bit of the game on Friday
was
night.
He? Right.
But there's so many players in the door. You've so many big characters to figure out where you're going to fit these players in the 11.
Do we not say this every year about Derry? That they sign a lot of players and then you're like, oh, there's no cohesion in the team. You've got to wait until next season for them to bed in, and then they just sign more players.
I think the inclusion of a certain James McLean has just kind of heightened this, in the sense that James McLean is going to play every week. You've Darren Markey's come in the door. James Clark was Bohemian's best player last season, come in the door. I mean, James Clark and Darren Markey essentially play the same position. And two players who were the main stars for their teams are now coming in to fight for the same position. You have Michael Duffy, who's going to want to play in the left wing. You have a couple other signings. Royal dos Santos from Portugal has came in. It was in Ottawa last year. He's another winger who's came in the door. There's just so many players, like, of a really high calibre, which is kind of the difference.
Okay.
Like, Josh Thomas has came in at the end of the window and he's played the first two games. Yet, you still have Liam Boyce on the books, who's a Northern Irish international up top as well. You've just so many players of international standard who are going to be wanting to get in the team every week.
So it's Derry against Bowes, which is a game you'll be able to hear live on News Talk, hopefully, this Friday night. We've had a bit of a curse over the first couple of weeks in terms of our games going ahead, but should be okay this week. Derry versus Bowes at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. You're going to be at the Louth Derby. Drogheda United, as I mentioned, it's atop the only 100% record team in the league so far. Of course, Shamrock Rovers can match that if they win their first two games whenever they get up and running, but Drogheda looking good at the moment.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this game. I'm really excited for the Louth Derby to return back to the Premier Division. It's something that I managed to speak to Kevin Doherty just at the launch at the start of the season, and, you know, he did kind of reference the people of Drogheda live for this game. And it's the exact same people at Dundalk. It's so great to have it back in the Premier Division. I'm really looking forward to the atmosphere. Oriel Park can sometimes get a bad rep for some of the, you know, conditions that away fans have to face and whatnot. I love Oriel Park. I have to admit, I love it's a true League of Ireland ground. The essence of League of Ireland is in Oriel Park. And Dundalk, from what I saw on Friday night, are going to pose threats to a lot of teams. And Drogheda now themselves, obviously 2-2, like you said, both goals were in the opening 10 minutes of the day. Shane Farrell, brilliant strike in the half volley from a corner. And then they're returning Mark Doyle, Skerry's native, so he's local enough to the area of Drogheda. He had played for Pats, he played for Drogheda originally, then played for St. Pat's, actually scored a goal in the 2023 Cup final. He went off to America.
Right.
He's playing the USL Championship, which is the second tier. He's now back for Drogheda. He's a huge signing to come back in the door. And a winger who loves to kind of drift in the box late. You know, that late run towards the back stick. We'll chip in with about 8, 9, 10 goals a season. But this fixture on Friday now is a real, I suppose, marker for Dundalk. Their first home game of the season. They were scheduled to be away at Shamrock Rovers in week one. Obviously, they couldn't play that. The Derry game was actually meant to take place at Oriel Park, but they're relaying the surface. So this will be the first game back at Oriel Park since the surface has been relayed. And it's going to be an absolute fire encounter.
Before we wrap up, you might give us a quick roundup of what happened over the course of the weekend in the First Division.
Yeah, so it was the return of the First Division for the 2026 season. And we had a couple of interesting results here on Athlone, who finished bottom last year, got off to a flyer with a 2-1 win at home to Finn Harps. We had Bray Wanderers and Longford Town finished 1-1 in Bray. Richard Fairside goal was cancelled out. Bray have had a lot of moves in the off-season. I don't know if you've seen a lot of this. So Richard's brother, obviously Justin, you might remember, people might remember a couple of them coming through Shamrock Rovers a couple of years ago. He's gone to Crawley. And Reese Knight, who is Jason Knight's brother,
right,
has joined Bristol City.
Okay.
So he's linked up with his brother across the pond. Cove Ramblers, who were runners-up last season in the First Division, lost 3-0 at home to Wexford Utes on the opening day. Wexford are going to have big aspirations of finishing in the playoffs this season. The heavy, heavy favourites, Cork City, made tough work of Treaty United on Friday night. It was a 1-0 win, a late Rory Keating 98-minute winner for Barry Robson's side. And to be honest with you, Owen, I know they crept over the line. It was a 1-0 win, but I think it is going to take something big to stop Cork City from winning the division and going back up. And unfortunately, I'm sorry to say this to you, Owen, but it finished UCD 1, UCD 2, Kerry 1 in the Belfield Bowl on Friday night. Kerry did take the lead. It was 1-0. Mm. The students, two goals to get back. And it had my own personal highlight from the weekend's action as Kerry fans sang "Football in a Library." Obviously referencing the poor atmosphere around the Belfield Bowl on Friday night. However, coincidentally, the UCD Bowl is about 170 metres away from the UCD Health Sciences Library.
And we all know that that place is always hopping off on a Friday evening, that particular library. So maybe it's actually a compliment from the travelling Kerry fans. Ben Symes, thank you very much for that.
The Football Show on Off The Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.